USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says the ceasefire between Turkish and Kurdish forces is holding in northern Syria. Hosting a cabinet meeting at the White House on Monday, the president also reminds us,
where's an agreement that said we have to stay in the Middle East for the rest of humanity, for the rest of civilization, to protect the Kurds? It never said that.
The president was also asked about the economy and says it's doing fantastically well.
It's getting very close to another record. We've had many records since we won office.
The teacher strike in Chicago will continue at least through Tuesday. In a social media post Monday afternoon, the city announced that schools would be canceled again on Tuesday as negotiations between the two sides are ongoing. Chicago Democratic Mayor Lori Lightfoot is urging teachers to return to the classrooms. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The Anti-Defamation League says 2019 has already seen a historically high number of anti-Semitic incidents in America. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with the details.
The Jewish Civil Rights Organization says there were 780 anti-Semitic acts, including vandalism, arson, and distribution of white supremacist propaganda at synagogues and other Jewish institutions documented during the first 6 months of this year. That almost matches the 785 incidents during the first 6 months of last year. The group's CEO says the high numbers stem from what he calls a rising climate of incivility, the emboldening of hate groups in America, and widening divisions in society.
Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren is unveiling her education plan that promises to quadruple the amount of money for public school funding. Warren says she plans to use the money from her proposed wealth tax to pay for this plan. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Speaking on the Senate floor about House Democrats' ongoing impeachment inquiry, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the left must stick to their vow that this probe would not halt or interfere with passing important legislation.
We've yet to see any actual indication that House Democrats intend to make good on that commitment.
The Kentucky Republican continues,
unfortunately, the only thing that seems to really inspire House Democrats these days is their obsession with overturning the results of the 2016 election.
Vice President Mike Pence is announcing that the government is making exploration of Mars a goal for NASA. The vice president saying we need to get back to the Earth's moon.
As President Trump has said, we will return American astronauts to the moon for the first time since 1972 for long-term exploration and use. Not only to plant our flag and leave our footprint, but to establish a foundation for an eventual mission to Mars. With Apollo in the history books, the Artemis mission has begun, and we are well on our way to making NASA's Moon to Mars mission a reality.
The Vice President speaking in Washington, D.C. Democratic Senator from Connecticut, Richard Blumenthal, wants vaping products disguised as common items to be taken off the market. Blumenthal is calling on the FDA to stop the sale of e-cigarettes shaped like smartwatches, phone cases, backpacks, and other items. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.